this is completely screwed up. Just to let you know, we are starting off on the wrong foot. First of all, my awesome sidekick, BFF, is sick again.
I don't feel good.
And I think she might have malaria. Or something affecting her brain, because you already threw your cup. And
I did. Like, I threw my coffee cup.
That's part of our show.
I know.
Like, we talk about real stuff, and then you go, hey, I'm going to try to throw this cup in the trash can.
I missed.
She missed miserably.
I missed real bad.
But you didn't, like, you didn't, that's part of the show.
Sad Cat is back, because I'm sick.
Oh, just because you're sick?
Yeah.
That's it. Nothing else you need to tell me.
No.
Don't record any of this. Record all this. Don't record any of this. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Just sick?
Yeah, I'm just sick.
Like Walgreens sick, or like need to go to the like urgency care sick?
Like Walgreens sick.
Okay. Are we dressing warm?
I never take this coat off.
No, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't, because you're wiry. Yeah. You're not really, you're a tropical animal.
Yeah.
I think you need to be like beachfront property somewhere.
I know. New York is killing me, man.
Yeah. You know what? But you're okay, though. Just not feeling well.
Yeah, everything's great with my boyfriend, if that's okay. What you
it's
mean.
Just not just that. Like, you've got a lot on your plate.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a viral monster now.
True.
You know, you punched AOC in the mouth.
With my wit, I did.
Yeah, you
yes.
did. You verbally gave her a beat down.
I did.
Mic drop.
I did.
No rematch needed.
Nope.
Nope. If it was a fight game, that's it. Corner threw in the towel. I have a guest, but I'm not really worried about him right now.
So all right.
I kind of forgot he was there. Hey, Aaron. Thanks for coming. That's our...
Hello, Tyrus.
Our rogue reporter.
Roving reporter is here in studio.
Yeah, he's with us today, and he's plugging a movie. Apparently, besides his former life in the WWE, where he was my arch nemesis, he's also an accomplished actor, apparently, Jocker. And he's now getting into the talk world. Wow. How's it feel to be me? And he's going to join us today for a little bit. But do you have social media, some crap you want to plug while you're here?
Well, thank you for that very warm welcome, Tyrus.
It was from my heart.
Wow.
The bottom.
You know, there was
the part.
I was invited to come in here and talk for a little bit. A cup fell on the ground. The podcast started. Okay. I didn't know
it
any of this.
Did not fall on the ground.
I didn't know any.
She threw it.
Cat threw it on the ground. I didn't know.
If you actually listen. How do you not know? You don't listen to the show?
I listen
to
the show all the time.
You don't watch the product that you get to be on today.
No, but you usually have me out on the streets in the freezing cold trying to report on a story. I mean, the only reason I got in the studio today is because, I mean, the temperature here, it's like 22 degrees.
I thought he was fine being in the street, Kat.
I think I might as well just go out on the street.
No. You can't go out.
Are you okay, Kat?
Wait a minute.
No, I feel awful.
Wait, time out. Aaron, please. Just shh. What do you mean go out on the street?
I don't know. Maybe
that means a lot of things.
Maybe I'll just go walk around outside and...
You don't like to go outside.
I hate outside.
So why do you want to go walk around outside?
I don't know.
I feel like this is more than Walgreens sick. I feel like something's going on. Are you bored?
No.
Have you got the 7-year itch already?
No.
The grass is greener on the other side?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
He hasn't sent flowers since Valentine's Day, so now you think he's taking you for granted?
No, not
that. Don't
no,
do
no.
that. Women do that stuff all the time. Just enjoy the one gift. Just because you get one gift doesn't mean there's more coming. Focus on what you have. I met this guy, which means I don't want to unmeet him. I don't want to make it awkward. I don't want to run into him and be like, hey, have you talked to Kat? Bro, you know I've talked to Kat. I work with her. How is she? She's fine. Would you tell her? No, I'm not giving any messages.
Everything's great.
All right. You want to talk about some stories?
Yeah, why not? Let's talk about some stories. It sounds like a great time for stories.
That's actually a preempt. There's no reason for an explosion there. It wasn't transip. Do you need tissue or anything?
No.
You're okay?
Yep.
Does sniffles sound bad on podcast?
Oh, well, you guys, I got boogers, so you're going to have to deal with them.
And Nora's here, our good coworker friend from the Greg Gutfeld Show, which you can see Saturday nights
at 10 p.m. on Fox News Channel.
Yep. Nora's in charge of making all our happy fans sit in place and go to the bathroom before they get in. She's also really good at hiding the food from other shows.
Yeah,
and she
sandwiches.
Always sneaks me an orange soda. She protects her sandwiches. She makes sure the crowds know. She's also really good at getting gifts. She's amazing at collecting gifts. She gets gifts from all over the world. And even if they're meant for us, they kind of always end up her way. And she's an accomplished dog poem artist. Or her dog writes the poems. I can't believe I'm saying that. And then she reads them to us. She's a dog person, cat.
I'm a cat person.
Right.
Dog.
She's getting it back. She's no longer has typhoid fever.
All right.
So, Aaron, here's how this goes, because obviously you don't listen to the show. Like, you're literally the only one.
I mean, because I'm out there reporting. Trying to help.
We're doing so great. We're at the top of the food chain.
Oh, yeah.
We're at the top of the food chain.
But that's in black and white, though. There's a little black and white
no
picture.
No one asked you. It's very simple. You're going to ask a question, you answer the question. You don't freelance.
I'm a freelance reporter.
I'm the star. Extra. Understand how that works?
I'm the freelance reporter.
Star.
I'm reporting.
Extra.
Oh, wow. Just when I thought anything couldn't get worse, my nail just chipped.
No! Explosion! What are we going to do? Who are you? Because Kat's tough. I've known you for 4 years? 4 years? Mm. And you've never been, oh, my nail's broken. You've never been like, you'd be like, oh, damn, my nail broke. What else is up? Like, you don't trip. Like, you're really sensitive. It's not a, other thing, right? Like I know, like, if, how do I say this without getting, you know, sometimes chemically things get weird and you feel a little down, like it's.
Like PMS?
Yeah, That's not it either. Damn it. Oh, right, Devin, way to help. Like, you know, how does anybody ask? Like, what, you know what? One of
I
Kat's,
think you just
one of
don't.
Kat's, no, oh, oh, I'm about to call you on this. I'm about to call you on this. One of your first rants
was about the tampon sleeve.
But you should be able to talk about it. I am opening myself up, trying to talk about it, and you shoot me down. You know,
let's talk about the stories. I'm ready to.
Well, the story is that I don't know now if, like, I just want you to know, like, if you're having a PMS moment and you need me to go get you one of those things, I'll do that. Like,
appreciate it.
I got you.
Appreciate it.
Like, you just tell me, like, whether it's the wings or the deal. Like, I got you.
All right.
Speaking of I got you, now would be the time to do the explosion. Let's see here. Kylie Jenner, self-made billionaire?
Make that money, take that money.
How the hell?
Give that money, pass that money, inherit that money, not earn that money. Self-made.
Yeah, her mom didn't help at all. Oh, wait.
Or her
mom,
dad. Or her. Don't want to get the wrath of the Jenners. Oh, small world. I could just go right to the source. Kat, did you know? We might actually be causing an issue here. Breaking news. Our good friend Aaron knows.
No, not very well, but
oh,
we live in the same town.
Same town?
And I was helping a friend of mine who has a local business in Malibu. And,
what's the name of said business? Just curious.
Oh,
do we like to give shout-outs here? So.
Oh, well, all right, cool. Well, this is a big shout-out to Sherman, who has been a fixture in Malibu for a long, long time. It's Sherman's. It's a dog grooming shop right off of PCH. But the reason I was there is she's actually a phenomenal acting coach. And I really.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm
no.
sorry.
Excuse no, please.
You want
no,
me
continue.
To tell my
please.
Caitlin story?
Okay,
this is
please.
This is what
but
we're doing.
It started to become about you.
We were there.
Okay. I wasn't there. So just leave
no,
me
no.
out of this. Story.
Sherman and myself.
Sherman.
We're there.
In
and
yourself.
We're reading the script back and forth, right? She just. Kind of was going in for an audition, and
so
there was a
on
knock
the
on the door. There was I was standing up because
okay.
we were filming
okay.
it. There's no couches there either. It's a
new world.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a knock on the door, and I go, I'll get it. I open it up, and there stands a 6'5" Caitlyn Jenner. Now, I'm about 6'4". There's
so,
not
so you're intimidated.
There's not too many people that I have to look up to and to say hi, and sure enough, I mean –
Well, 6'5" with heels, or was
no,
it a flat?
No,
stay?
This was flat.
Flip-flops?
Yeah, and
okay.
then
all right,
when,
just trying to get an image.
Got the handshake and it was Andre the Giant style. Hey, I mean my whole hand was covered. It was really a very surreal experience. But that's about
big hands,
very very big hands. Well, I mean, you know, at one point that was the greatest athlete in the planet. You know, people forget that.
Yeah, I forgot.
Well, you know what? I'm just here to remind you.
Okay,
Wheaties box. Come on, Tyrus.
Yeah, I was a Lucky Charms guy. So,
well,
Frosty Mini Wheats, Captain Crunch,
Cookie Crisp.
There you go, Kat.
Oh,
thank
Cookie
you.
Crisp.
That's
yes.
good.
Yeah, oh,
solid.
I remember that with the little was it the Cookie Crook? The little guy that was running around, he'd always steal the cookies. Was that?
I didn't really get that much into like the backstory of my cereal,
but it was basically mini chocolate chip cookies,
or like the the soap opera of the cereal. I didn't really really into the characters.
Remember those Soggies?
There was a cookie thief.
Soggies were trying to like up your Captain Crunch, and like He had to save the day because the soggies would make your cereal mushy.
Well, Captain Crunch is the OG of breakfast cereals.
Yeah, he's
no
a cereal
doubt.
Killer. He's like straight the top. Straight up cereal killer.
Top.
Yeah, I'm getting excited just talking about Cap'n Berry Crunch. Like, and there was Peanut Butter Crunch, and then there was regular Crunch. But then if you had if you smoked a lot of weed in college, you would combine the worlds. Because Captain Crunch tastes different than Cap'n Berry Crunch. And then they came out with just Berry Crunch. So you would get the Berry Crunch in one box, and then you get the Cap'n, and you pour it together like this.
I was not aware of this.
And if you got Gangster, throw the Peanut Butter Crunch in there, and you got a P&J. Like, it's phenomenal. It's also fat-tacular. Don't do it. But I'm just saying, like, Captain Crunch is legit. So go ahead.
No, and so, yeah, Caitlin was just there, and there was an issue. Who Caitlin also has a yellow lab, and
another dog, person, cat.
Mm.
I love all animals.
Oh, okay. All of them. Even the ones that are like...
What about scorpions?
Yeah.
Scorpions serve their purpose too.
Okay.
Think about that. It's the whole ecosystem thing. I mean, do I want a pet scorpion? Absolutely not. But you know what? I'm sure a scorpion either kills something that would cause a problem or something eats a scorpion. I don't know. But biologically, scorpions are around for a reason. So I ain't going to mess with them.
Are you the Lord?
Oh, geez.
Are you talking about like...
I'm pretty sure only the Lord knows. And by the way, we could do without scorpions because, I don't know if you know this, but all things are possible with God.
Okay.
Okay, right. Then why
all
is
right,
God...
Here we go.
Why does God populate the world with scorpions?
Only God knows.
I guess you'd have to be... He's not on my FaceTime list, so I really wouldn't know.
Well,
I'm just saying, I had to fact check you there. There is no impossible
okay,
with the Lord.
Okay, you just said
Lord.
Religion in fact. So a man throws I don't even know what the this word is. Multiple
language.
Molotov.
The Molotov cocktail. Thank you, Cat.
You're welcome.
Cocktails at an impounded car. From the Associated Press News. A man in Florida.
It's a nice one.
Thanks. That was well done. Is accused of throwing Molotov? A cocktail. Of a foo-foo drink. A man threw a foo-foo drink.
No, that's not exactly what it is.
It's not?
It's like a bomb.
It is. It's actually...
Oh! Like he threw a bomb like a cocktail.
It's a bottle
with
full of kerosene.
In it. Yeah.
Full of kerosine. You shove a rag down it, light the rag,
so
throw
why
it,
they
and
call
then
it
whatever
that
you
stupid
throw it
at. That's a cocktail.
No, a cocktail is... No, a Molotov cocktail...
Who calls it Molotov?
In the hood,
it was a cocktail.
Hang on. In the hood, you call that just a straight-up cocktail?
Yeah, you gave somebody's punk ass a cocktail.
Okay, outside of the hood.
You go like, oh, a Molotov with three cherries. Like, no, you straight up just...
No. Outside of the hood, people call mixed drinks cocktails.
Rum and Coke, or gin and tonic, or a screwdriver, or perhaps a vodka soda, or
so
my favorite,
a
tequila
bomb.
Soda.
It's a bomb, Bratis.
Excuse me, Tyrus.
Yeah.
It's an explosive thing.
Okay, makes sense, because it seemed kind of stupid that he just threw a martini at an impounded car. Like, it was like,
although martinis are flammable,
point
right?
Is, now you don't have a drink, sir, and your car's still impounded.
I think you could light a martini on fire. I mean, alcohol burns, so.
So, anyways, the Orlando Sentinel reports the 27-year-old Mule Abdullaham arrived to pay the towing fee for his Nissan Altima. Well, the old Altima. Authorities say Abby was no longer there when the property's owners arrived, and Abdullah was arrested and charged with arson and manufacturing and transporting a firebomb. So he's not saying transporting a bomb.
So why is he throwing bombs at his own...
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense. I don't see anything. I'm missing. Well, you're a roving reporter.
To be fair, I don't think it's right to throw bombs at anyone. We do not support bombing here at TNT.
Of any kind of cocktail or drink. That's not right.
Yeah. But why would he be doing such a thing?
Because he was there to pay the fine, right? Did I miss his line or something? Tell me out. Y'all have the same sheet I do.
I mean, maybe he was on
that. Team of scientists. Nora, Devin. Dude acting like dad in every movie, leaning in the side in your bedroom. I mean, that's it. Like, this is literally a half-ass article. I would think if someone threw a cocktail, they might want to get motive. I don't know. I mean, you got the fancy name that I never heard of.
Maybe he was depressed. Maybe he was on that chemical cousin drug they're talking about. I don't know. Maybe he was just having a bad day.
No, I mean, you were texting?
I thought you were Googling something. What are you doing?
I was Venmoing somebody.
You're paying your bills right now.
Yeah, I don't feel good.
That's not an excuse to pay your bills.
I'm sweating.
This story has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. Like, straight up. Like, that doesn't... He goes to pay to get his car out.
And he somehow decides to blow it up.
That went to, ha-ha, I pulled out a cocktail, Molotov cocktail, and...
Wait a minute. Perhaps it was a giant mistake. Perhaps he went to go throw it at someone else's car, because if this is an impound lot, okay, if I'm going to go through the trouble...
Where police work...
So he was trying
and
to probably
fenced in. This is throw totally, it. This is like robbing somebody on a boat.
Yeah, why are you bombing right in front of the cops?
Yeah, this is literally like I'm going to rob a cruise ship.
He was cops probably don't like that.
He was probably trying to throw it at a cop car and probably missed and hit his.
Either way, the planning on this is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, it was Florida. Like, clearly didn't think this through. I'll tell you what I did, copper. Like, this is why it went down. Here's my evil plan. Like, that's the only way they're going to find out. We might never know why he just carried cocktail bombs with him and tries to pay to get his car out. One more time. Molotov, say it again?
Molotov cocktail. I'm very surprised you didn't know that.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? Why would I need to know about explosives?
Because, look.
Because why?
We've known each other for a long time.
Hold on. Kat's a libertarian. You just pissed her off. Why do I need to know about explosives? Why should I be an expertise in explosives? What about me says
that
I do?
Is it because he's black?
No.
Thanks, Kat.
No. As a matter of fact,
because we don't really deal with explosives. We usually hand out ass whippings. Those are free. You don't need a fancy name for a two-piece, bro. Like,
well, it's actually...
You want a Molotov piece?
How racist.
Thank you, Kat. Because you and I spent, what, 2 years in a car together?
Not
driving around?
Consecutively.
Pretty much.
Yeah, four days a week.
And we've discussed movies. We've discussed all kinds of things. Some
when did
of which
bomb
involved,
making come up?
The Warriors. When we were watching the Warriors, okay? Do you remember that scene in the Warriors when they're going? It was the Orphans. Warriors is a great movie.
Yeah, can you dig it? I got it. Yeah,
exactly. So, thank you, Cyrus. Oh, that kind of sounds
it's
like Tyrus,
not Cyrus.
Cyrus was
not
the guy
Molly,
in the movie
Cyrus
that said it.
Out of work, cousin.
No,
it's Tyrus.
Cyrus was the guy that said, "Can you dig it?" At the beginning of the movie.
Yes, he did.
So you obviously don't know the Warriors as well as I thought you did.
No, and
my
it's
mistake.
Not a point
I'm
of pride.
So sorry.
It's not a point of pride.
And
it's literally.
So we're not even going to go.
It's not like Scarface. Where someone drops a warrior thing and was like, "Warriors, right? My man."
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
See,
so I'm
Kat
just going to keep picking
it.
My nail polish off.
She starts talking about Happy Gilmore.
So
she does not care about movies. All right, this is from Kat. Can you take this one? Groom arrested at beachfront.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm just all.
There's a bomb again.
Excuse me, don't man interrupt me, please.
Thank you. Sexist pig.
Groom sexist racist.
This pig.
Jeez.
Welcome to the show.
Groom arrested after a beachfront wedding descends into brawl. Nice. Okay. The celebration in South
Florida
went awry when a man refused to get out of the camera's view during bridal party photos.
Photobombing the wedding?
The groom then allegedly socked the photobomber in the face.
Boom.
Police say 27-year-old Jeffrey Alvord was preparing for his wedding in Ocean Ridge, and he asked a man sitting in front of the bridal party to move. When the man, who police identified as 24-year-old Trevor Mooney, declined to get up.
Declined
to get
really
up.
He really showed his ass,
the
didn't
groom
he?
Offered
Boom,
him,
that's how you come back from cocktail.
The groom offered him $20. While the two men negotiated the price, Mooney stood up in what Alvord described as an aggressive manner, officials said. Feeling threatened, the groom punched Mooney in the face, according to police. Alvord didn't get to say, "I do," at the nuptial Sunday because he was booked into a jail. He faces charges of aggravated battery, causing harm or disability, and criminal mischief between $200 and $1,000.
That's how you read a story, folks.
The groom ultimately married the next day after he was released from jail on a $3,000 bond. I think maybe... She, like, had cold feet, so she, like, paid
Set him up.
For this guy.
100%.
Yeah, to, like, come sit. But then they got married the next
because
day.
Because she's a control freak.
Because she went out and, like, she, like, tried to, like, meet another man at the club. And then she saw, like,
so
the scene at the club.
She sowed her wild oats.
So she, yeah.
She got her freak on. He's literally fighting for her honor. You got somebody photobombing your pictures. I mean, that's horrible nowadays. I mean, because you know how important that picture is. You can't post that on IG, or you got to spend like an extra 5 or 6 minutes editing it out or zooming it in closer on you, or you just take another picture. Like all the stuff that goes into the social media photo album. You know, it's so important, that picture. Like, he literally ruined his wedding, protecting her from a photo bomber.
Yeah.
Like he's a hero. But when you're attacked like that, where he literally hits you with an emotional...
He feared for his life.
Molotov cocktail. I'm going to get Molotov. Why can't I say that? Molotov, right?
You are saying it right.
Is that right? Molotov? It sounds made up.
No, it's a real thing. I mean, Kat and I knew that.
Okay, first of all, there is no Kat in you, ever. In any way. Like, first of all.
We knew what a Molotov cocktail was. You thought it was a cocktail.
I don't feel good.
Thank you. Like, she's not going to help me.
So, can I ask you a question, please?
Well, how about this?
In the hood. What do you call a mixed drink? What would you call a cocktail? Like, okay, so
Mad Dog 2020.
Okay, thank you.
With a 40 chaser.
All right.
Retail value about $4.
Hey.
You can get different flavors. There's cherry, there's green.
Sounds like a party.
There's grape drink, and there's Old English.
Sounds like a party. I thought Old English was a aftershave.
No, it's a 40. It's not a delicious beverage, but it's cheap. It gets you where you need to go. Malt liquor. Right. Hardcore
stuff. I've had that.
Actually, you know what? You're a Rove reporter. Would you read a story to us, please? Because Kat is sick, and she's getting upset. She's twiddling with her fingers, which means somebody's about to get their ass kicked. She gets upset.
She
doesn't like sexist, racist at all.
Yeah.
One of her worst Valentine's experience ever was by a guy who was
racist.
Sent her a racist email instead of a Valentine's email.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You know what he said to her? Or he wrote to her. He
sent me an e-card that said, Happy Black History Month is half over.
Yeah.
That was my present.
Whoa.
So that was the end of that.
Yeah, he's not going to win any awards.
That was the end of that.
He might win awards for the other side. I mean, that's definitely Klansman of the Year material. I mean, that's got to be in the
running. How would you know? What?
I am just assuming if you're racist and there's a racist award, it'd be based on clever originality. You know, like that's pretty. I mean, even though I think like, well, the hell with the dude, but honestly, I'll give it up to cleverness. I mean, that's wit. I mean, he's testing the waters.
I mean, did they have awards?
I don't know. What's
instead of like the Oscars.
Like the Oscars?
Yeah,
instead
absolutely.
Of the Oscars, is there like
there's
a little old man with a little pointy hat on?
100%.
Like the Jethros Klansman or something like that?
Of the year.
Or the Cletuses?
Epitaph.
You won the Cletus Award?
Racial Epitaph of the Year. Segregation Awards.
Wow.
Not in my yard. There's got to be. Like, oh, you're not going to date my daughter, sir. Only I am. I mean, I'm sure there's there's plenty of awards for that. You know? You know, there's a lot of awards for that stuff. There's got to be.
Well,
I mean, what are you doing it for if you're not going to get a trophy? At the very least, if you're going to shun yourself from society and ruin all possible good job prospects by being an openly racist person, the least you could do is at the end of the year at the park, you go down to the park and have one of those public barbecue spots.
And get the Jethro Award.
And they put out some awards.
The Jethros.
Yeah, you know, it's like a... It's like a little, probably like a pillowcase with some uneven cut holes in it.
Yeah, it looks like an Oscar with a...
Yeah, it's like a little gimmick. Little, it's an Oscar with
a little
white hood on it. Almost adorable if you didn't really look at it and notice like, hey, that's a gold trophy with a little, like it's a gnome.
Like
hey,
Carmen.
No ma'am, gnome, sir. That's no gnome. That's the Grand Dragon of the Year Award.
Wow. Interesting world we live in. And by the way, Kat, that sucks that guy did that to you. That was really...
Yeah, I've moved on.
Good.
I'm glad. She don't dwell on nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Wiry. Teflon.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't care. Bulletproof.
Good.
So, yeah, if you want to read us a story, that'd be great because Kat doesn't feel well. And she's she's giving you the eye. I've seen her go like this once before.
Because, like, Kat, you and I have never actually met in person. Do you hate me upon sight? Or is this?
No.
Okay, good. I'm just making sure because you seem very nice and pleasant. That's wonderful. No, that's wonderful. It's awesome. I just want to make sure. You know, I mean, obviously, Tyrus and I have a history of you know, a feud.
We just don't get along.
Yeah, and so thank you for letting me come on your show.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, because it was her call. It wasn't mine.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, if I may, police say a woman is accused of smashing a mirror at the sight of her own reflection while dancing at a North Carolina nightclub and then posing as a law enforcement officer.
Yes, dude, that's
brilliant.
Perfect.
Perfect crime.
Well, hey, the rejection of a reflection, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's... What? You don't like it when I do that, don't you? You really don't like it when
do
I rhyme.
Do you have to rhyme everything?
I don't have to rhyme all the time.
Like, is Dr. Seuss, like,
but I don't have to quit
a big part of your life?
No, I just...
You just rhyme everything.
No, I don't rhyme everything.
Kat, do you like rhyme? Okay, wait for
Kat to
stop texting.
I don't like rhyming.
Okay. So, moving on. The 28-year-old Christina Ansonette was dancing at...
Antoinette?
No, it's Ansonette.
Oh, okay.
Yes, was dancing at the... Ibiza nightclub when she bumped into a mirror and began punching it when she saw her own reflection. The woman allegedly caused around $1,600 in damage. That is an expensive mirror.
Any chance that a Pringles full of wine was involved in this?
I mean, no, I totally understand. Sometimes you get all ready to go out, and you go out dancing. You feel like you look real good, and you're really feeling yourself. Then you catch yourself in the mirror, and you're like, holy shit, I look like the mugshot of a woman who just drowned her children. Like, it's like nothing that...
Damn.
Yeah, like, you know, the sweat, the makeup travels down you.
Smirk?
You've got eye makeup in places that are not your eyes. And, you know, you're sweaty, your hair is all f***ed up. I've never punched a mirror, but I've definitely, like, been mad at one for showing me what I really look like. I would prefer to have that confidence and, you know, feeling myself throughout the night rather than know what I really look like.
That's
because
crazy.
That doesn't do anyone any good.
Like, you got to be all kinds of drunk. That'd be like me walking in my house and be like, oh, there's a big black guy. Run. Everybody get out. And then be like, hey, it was you. For real? Oh.
Well, here's the thing, too.
Whoops.
Nightclub lighting is usually pretty flattering.
Yeah, it's at the end of the night. We have a saying at the clubs. It's the truth serum. Mm-hmm. Hit the lights. Is she Cinderella or is she Cinderfella? Like, mm-hmm. You find out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But she's scared the shit. Because you know what? It's hot in those clubs. You're drinking. You get the long drunk face. The mascara's running.
Mm.
You look terrible. And then, whom you look just out the corner of your eye, and you catch a glimpse of this ugly-ass human being who you think's trying to dance on you. You're like, whoa, hey, back. And you're like, oh, it's me. You know you're ugly when you swing on your own reflection.
Maybe her weave was falling out. I hate when I dance so hard my weave falls out.
Have you ever danced so hard that your weave fell out?
Hell yeah.
You know what? I've seen you, Chris, you do dance. You're not like, what's his name? Who I always forget his name and I feel mean. Luigi.
Yeah.
Luigi's a
dancer.
How can
you forget a name like Luigi?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
But, I mean, Luigi, that's a hard name to forget.
I forget it a lot because he doesn't look like a Luigi to me. I feel he's more of a Mario.
So
I feel he's a top guy.
You think a Luigi?
When I think of Luigi, it's like stepbrother. It's like the guy that in the video game that nobody wants to be. Like, hey, you can be Luigi. Oh, man.
Luigi was actually taller and more athletic.
No one liked him. He wore green and blue. Liked Luigi.
He was the one putting
Mario
in the work.
Mario was where it's at.
He was the one putting in the work. Mario was everyone's first pick. They
liked Wario better than like Luigi. Yoshi got more love than
Yoshi's
Luigi.
My favorite.
See? Boom. Mario, Yoshi. Little mushroom dude.
Toad.
King Toad, yeah. King Koopa would get more love. Then no one wanted to be Luigi.
Unsung hero, Luigi.
Luigi was like Mario's little Nobody wanted to be him.
Unsung hero.
Donkey Kong, yep. Who was it? Mario, Donkey Kong Jr.
Unsung hero.
The princess, Luigi.
What about Link from Zelda?
What?
Exactly.
Kill his mic.
We got one more story. And then
I'm so stuck the fact that we're talking about Mario and this dude brought up Zelda.
Yeah, I don't care for that either.
Yeah, no one cares. You want to talk about Atari too?
Even I don't like Zelda, okay? I never got that game.
You misliked it so much you remembered his name forever.
Well, we're talking about Donkey Kong and...
Yeah, great games. Koopa. Phenomenal grain.
FDA approves club drugs Explosion? Chemical cousin to treat depression. A medication that's the chemical cousin of the club drug ketamine has been approved by U.S. Food and Drug Administration as a fast-acting new treatment for severe depression. The drug called esketamine was greenlit by the agency Tuesday and will be sold as a nasal spray called Spravato.
Ooh, spray.
Yeah, I mean...
Wait, can you say that different? Like, I can't say it. Am I having a stroke?
And no one's
telling me.
I'm all about this.
I can't pronounce today. Soprano? Soprano. Soprano.
Up to 7.4 million American adults suffer from treatment-resistant depression, which increases the risk of hospitalization as well as suicide and other serious harm. There have been no major pharmaceutical advances for depression since Prozac and other antidepressants hit the market in the 1980s. I think this is great. I'm all about it.
I just hate more medication. I hate more drugs. I hate it. I always feel like, what are the side effects of this? They got a list. I'm sure the side effects are like ridiculous.
Happiness.
No, it's probably like causes sudden paralyzation and you're not able to pronounce words. You know, you lose thought. You cramp up. Uncontrollable diarrhea. It's always like ridiculous side effects for like, yeah, you're not depressed, but you're in a coma. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're in the happiest coma ever. Whenever you see those commercials, except for that one guy, the diabetic who was, like, dancing with the basset hound and, like, the lawnmower. I mean, after a while, at first, you're like, wow, this guy's really happy. And after a while, you're like, this guy and is dancing at work. like gyrating in front of everyone. Have you seen this commercial? And he's like literally just walking. He's the happiest dude, whatever. And even the dog doesn't, the basset hound doesn't want anything to do with him. And he's like dragging him out because he's like, I take medication and I can dance and I'm so happy. And I'll even low my, he mows his lawn happy. Like, I just feel like there's two. Look at Devin knows what I'm talking about. She wants to go, she wants to walk on the TV and punch him in his happy face. Like, he's so happy because he's taking these drugs. But the side effects while he's reading them off are horrible. Your spleen might fall out while you walk. Instant paralysis. There's so many horrible side effects for these drugs. And I'm just wondering, like, this, yeah, it cures depression, but what else does it cause? And, of course, they don't list that.
Here's what I'd like to put into question. The delivery system. Okay, taking a pill is one thing, but is this going to turn to, oh, wait a minute, I need to take my Spravato. You know, and that
you
just
can
becomes,
abuse anything. Even you can abuse pills. It doesn't matter if it's a pill or a nasal spray.
You can't abuse vape, though, right?
Oh, no, no. You can abuse any drug. I'm just saying.
You abuse vape?
I mean, I guess. I mean, I do it all day, every day. That's probably not right.
Yeah, maybe that is abuse.
But it's going to become a thing, though. Oh, wait, I have to take my Spravato, and you're going to have a bunch of people running
Spravato.
Around. Just, yes. Or what is it? It's, yeah. Spravato, yes.
Molotov Spravato.
There you go. But it's going to become, you know, a thing. Oh, wait a minute, my Spravato, and people are going to be just running around versus again.
Why do I feel like that means something else? Like bravado. Like you got like a I'm really sure good sex drive, like bravado.
There's
got
to be some kind of subconscious, like.
Who names these drugs?
Creepy guys, because Spravato.
Spravato.
Yeah, do that again, Kat.
Spravato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds just like that.
Like, sounds like an appetizer at a really fancy Italian restaurant.
Yeah, I have erectile dysfunction, but you know what? I got a lot of Spravato.
Yeah.
Just sounds like you're trying to take your mind off the creepy conversation you just started. Spravato.
Mm.
You know, like Michael Jackson had a lot of Spravato.
Ooh, now we...
Yeah. Ugh.
There's a whole bunch of...
I'm just saying, like that word is up there with that. R. Kelly had a lot of Spravato.
Mm.
Yes,
he did.
Prosecution rests, Your Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Give him an extra 5 years for having Spravato.
Instead of blame the alcohol, it's blame the Spravato.
Yeah.
Right? We can be a new song.
Speaking of drugs, though, what are you going to take? Because you look uncomfortable.
I am.
You're hot and you're cold.
I'm going to take DayQuil, I think.
You're young and you're old. You're a lot of combinations of things. Wait, you know what? Before we go, Nora, are you ready to read the dog poem?
We're closing out with the dog poem?
We're closing out with the dog poem, 100%. Or Aaron has a secret skill. He has a mentor, a guy named The Genius, who used to tell poems at the end of every wrestling – at the beginning of his wrestling match, he'd come out and read a poem to the crowd. And I know that you always have a poem in your head. So poem battle, dog poem versus classic wrestling Leaping Lanny Poffo, a.k.a. The Genius poem. And then I'll end it. Nora, are you ready? Like, some people have rap battles. Some people have mic drop battles. Kat, who are you taking? Mm-hmm. I guess you got to take Nora.
Yeah, I got to take Nora.
You take Nora, and I'll take Aaron. So this is a first ever poem battle. Nora's style is the dog style because she has a collaborator, a dog collaborator, where she's going to read the poem that her dog wrote and her work together. And Aaron, who I'm throwing on the complete spot, is going to read an old wrestling poem from The Genius, but in your own rendition, of course.
Oh, I'm going to make one up off the top of my head.
He's gonna straight
we're
going to we're going to do this.
We're live.
All right,
here
so let's do this right. Can we get an explosion? Welcome to Poem Battle with your host, Tim and Tyrus.
Sup.
TNT, sup. This week on Poem Battle, we got Nora the Explorer, where she's bringing up dog poems with her, who couldn't, her MC couldn't be here because he's at home right now, right? He's in the lab right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the lab dropping lyrics or whatever.
No pun intended. He's in the lab, yes.
He's in the lab.
Yes.
And then to my left, Aaron. Apparently Aaron can do poems. And so, all right, man, let's do this. No pressure.
Nora, dog poem.
Okay.
Nora, dog poem.
I just want to say before I start, though, that my poems usually go along with a picture. So sometimes
okay,
they make more sense
I
with the picture.
I can handle that. But, all right. All our viewers out there, close your eyes.
Yes. So
and think of a dog.
Well, I'll take one, you know, that's
we'll
easy to visualize.
We'll post it when it airs. We'll post a picture when it airs. Okay? Can we do that?
Gabe would love that.
I'm worried about what I'm going to say. I have no idea. Like,
no pressure.
I have not prepared.
Do not fail me.
Yeah, Gabe is my dog.
Gabe in the house.
Grateful Gabe. And his poetry lives on my Instagram page. So
she sounds like a poet.
I do. Well, it's him, though.
Like she's a third grade teacher.
I'm going to do it in Gabe's voice, though, because it's written in his voice, so it makes more sense that
awesome.
Way, obviously.
In Gabe's voice, listeners.
Here we go. I love to go for drive-in car. Just me and Mom. We go real far. She borrow Grandpa's Jaguar. My favorite ride. Yush, by far. We change his station, NPR. Put on my jam, sample in a jar. I sit and wait for Mama say, the magic words will make my day. It's time to go. Jump in the car. You and me, pup, we go real far.
Wow.
Thank you. Woof.
Wait, no. Sorry.
Snap.
Yeah, everyone snap.
And just so everyone knows.
Snap, cat.
Just so everyone knows, sample in a jar is a fish song.
Yeah,
he has excellent taste in music, my dog.
You lost cat in that one. Cat's sick.
That's his jam.
Yeah, yam. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, if you could turn your snaps over to my left.
All right. Do we have like bongos? We can just.
Is that what you need?
No. All right. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to Kat, Nora, and Devin for making me
get on with it.
You literally thanked everyone but me. Okay, whatever. You got a Molotov cocktail in your future.
Do you want me to?
No,
you
don't
thank
me.
Before.
Yes,
you gave me the.
No. You're stalling. All right.
Thank you to Kat, Nora, and Devin for making me feel at home. And I'd like to say what a lovely, lovely poem that Nora just said.
Thank you.
Yes. And that was supposed to be the first part of my poem, but I messed up. But look, at the end of the day, Tyrus
is
trying to make me fail by putting me on the spot. But not only can he prove that I am a good poet, but none of you can prove I'm not. Tyrus has made it his life's mission to make me fail and fail. But this prom just blew his plans up like a mother trucking Molotov cocktail. Blah, what?
I didn't like that little thing at the end there.
Blah, ha, yeah. Yeah. Spin more rhymes than a lazy Susan, and I'm innocent till my guilt is proven. Yeah.
All right, I think we're done. This has been Tyrus and Timph.
And that was some racist. You catch the undertones of that, cat?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, you know what?
Oh, so it's really,
is that
the fact that
done?
I rhyme.
Are you finished?
You know what? I started my poem off. I was cut off. This has been a conspiracy against me.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, my. All right. Use my own catchphrase. Really?
Yeah, there we go. Thank you so much, Nora, for being here, Kat, as always. And you've been listening to Tyrus and Timph. I'm not on mic. I'm sorry. I'm not on mic. Kind of like somebody was not on rhyme.
You've been listening
to Tyrus and Timph. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And for more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com and rate and review this podcast. And before we go, give them your Instagram where they can see pictures of your dog and your dog poems.
At Nora Torpy. Got very creative with my handle on that one.
Well, how do you spell your last name?
Thanks, Kat.
It's NoraTorPpey.
And that's a radio voice, ladies and gentlemen. And Aaron, where can anyone, if they want to bother, get a hold of you?
They can find me on Instagram at TheAaronFiles or Twitter at Aaron's Thoughts, and that's Aaron with one A and one R.
Oh, how clever. Clever gal.
My parents are very smart.
Yeah, and you have a Ask Aaron Anything?
Yeah, it's just a show I do. It's called Ask Me Anything, and you can just go to my Instagram and...
Just don't ask him to do poems. All right.
Boom!
Give me a minute to prepare. Coming on the show, man. You're the best. So, again, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. We want 5 pterodactyls. 5 pterodactyls. Get him, Kat. There you go. And for more, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Rate and review this podcast. We are out.